right. Hey, everybody. How you doing? This is another Take 10 episode, and today it's my distinct privilege to have Christian Vandenhoevel with me. He is from the West Coast in California. What's the name of your church, Christian, again?
It's called Cornerstone Fellowship, in the East Bay of San Francisco.
All right, come on. Yeah, so I'm excited to have Christian here, and one of the things I wanted to talk with him about, I know it's a very hot topic in kids' ministry. It's the whole thing of rewards. I'd always been sort of ambivalent. It was like, when I started doing kids' ministry, I was like, well, I could see the good of it and I could see the bad, but I've come to since realize that there's extreme haters and extreme lovers of rewards. And so I wanted to get Christian's take on that and see what he was thinking about rewards, because I know that they use them, and I'd just like to get his perspective. And I just wanted a reason to call him at 9 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, so this works out.
It is so early. I need another cup of coffee. I think it's a really good topic, Sam, and I think if your church does not have a reward system, or you're thinking about it or whatever, you can go either way, but I would say it's important that we get kids motivated to get involved and interact with truth. And you can't really pay kids to do that, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to motivate them, and whatever that takes. A lot of times you can motivate kids by just having a really good program and making the time that you spend with the kids really, really fun.
Yeah.
But let's not kid ourselves. If there's a lot of kids who just, you know, they're looking for a little piece of candy, a little something. And the thing I really love about a reward system is you just have to really look at it, and you have to do it right.
Yeah.
You can't, especially if you're in a small church where kind of all the kids are in the same room, and you have one leader every week who can decide how the kids are going to get rewarded in which way, then you know you're good to go. But if you get several different classrooms and all these different teachers.
Yeah.
Have all these different criteria on how much candy a kid will get, or that they get candy in one room and they get a piece of fruit in another room. And
sure.
That's kind of what we ended up with several years back. And we decided, you know what, let's kind of centralize it or standardize it and make it really clear for all of our volunteers what we're rewarding and how you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's great. I mean, so what do you guys use? What do you guys, like, how do you guys, like, when you centralized it, like, what are some of the things that you guys reward, and, like, how
well,
do you
we
really
work? We found this guy, Sam Luce, in upstate New York, awesome children's pastor, check him out. And he got us hooked onto StickyStreet.com. So what we give is we give the kids a little credit card type thing. It's more like a membership card. We all have a membership card. We don't call it a credit card.
Yes.
A membership card that they can use to put points on that card. Leaders can do that. And then they can use that same card, that membership card, in our store that we have every second Sunday of the month, every second weekend of the month, rather. And they can go and buy really cool things. They can save up for stuff, for Bibles or for other larger, you know, prizes, and spend their money there.
That's cool. So I know like with the whole thing, you know, there's definitely like people that would be like, you know, that you shouldn't do that. You know, one of the things I always think of too is like when I was a kid and I was rewarded for things, there's still memory verses I remember from that I did to get like candy. You know what I'm saying? And I sort of fall on the, I could go either way. I don't know. Depends on who I'm talking to. But
right, yeah. And, you know, I like Tom Schultz's post. Tom Schultz is the founder, president, Graham Puba of Group Publishing. And I really like how they do stuff. But one of the things he wrote on a blog post was the truth that faith is not a subject we can teach. It's a relationship that you emulate or that you model for children that they emulate, and you know when you look at it that way, then you know you can't grade faith, you can't reward faith, you can't reward kids for being close to Jesus or not.
Yeah.
However, I think we can encourage children and motivate children to develop cool habits.
Yeah.
For instance, I think it's in, if you've read Daniel Pink's book, Pink, or if you've
heard Drive.
Him speak. What's that? Drive.
Yeah, it's Drive. Book, okay.
He's also on TED.com. Just search for Daniel Pink, and he's got a great philosophy of motivation. And actually, he made it his goal to kind of research that, and come to find out that if you're talking about really complicated processes that you want kids to start thinking about, if you or adults for that matter, if you reward them for that or tell them in advance, this is what you can earn, this is what you can get, that they don't do as well.
Yeah.
It is really good for really brainless tasks. You can reward people for brainless things, and that works fine. They stay motivated, and the more you pay them, the harder they work, that kind of thing. But it actually works the opposite for more complicated thoughts and problem solving. And when you start motivating people, they do worse. So I think we have to think about what we're trying to reward.
Yeah.
And when you're standardizing your reward system, that'll really help you as a children's pastor to say, okay, team, what are we going to reward?
Yeah.
Are we going to reward kids for living out their faith?
Right.
No, that's
a great point.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Or are we going to reward them for developing really good habits?
Yes.
For remembering to bring their Bible, for instance, is a good one.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that everybody can agree that that would be really good. How about just dragging your parents out of bed and getting here?
Right.
No, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good habit. At Cornerstone, we're pretty standard in that we see the children that come regularly, about 2 out of every 5 weeks.
Right.
And that's not enough. I'm really irritated about that. I want kids right. here more often.
Yeah.
Not because I feel that they need to equate being a Christian with being, you know, a building, but I like more opportunities to really speak into their lives. And if they are only here 2 out of 5 weeks, it's hard. So a reward system helps with that.
That's great. That's one of the great things. You know, I agree completely. I mean, I think that's huge. I think that there's, if you can have a specific thing and not make it, like guessing, like, oh, today you get it for this. And I think that's counterproductive. But like, what is some of the, what do you think some of the drawbacks are of doing rewards, you know, for some of those people out there that would say, you know, we hate it and we think it's horrible. We think you shouldn't, you know.
Well, you have to make room for the kids who are part of a home with maybe a single parent or a home where the people are not – I'm totally clueless about how to help their child finish projects or finish assignments or whatever. So it tends to, in certain programs, the kids that have this, awesome mom and dad who spend, you know, most of their Friday evening – having no life and instead memorizing verses. God love them. You know, I'm so glad that they love memorizing scripture. I think it's really important. But those kids end up with these badges and with cool prizes and with 20,000 points in their bank account.
Yeah.
And then the child that is new to our church and doesn't know much about what a Bible is and who doesn't have support at home and is just sort of scratching the surface of what it means to follow after Jesus, they kind of look like outsiders, and you definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, that was always one of my things too with bringing first-time guests. I'd always been in to places where the first-time guest gets like a small prize, and then the person who brought them gets like this huge humongo. thing. And it's like they feel like a trophy fish at like a fishing contest or something. And
yeah, I'm glad I came with you.
Look what I got. Really, look what I got. I got another
really
sucker.
Really cashed in there on my attendance here. That's great.
Drove me crazy.
But I think, you know what, I would say if you're a critic of being or rewarding children for doing certain things, just go back and say, okay, what are we rewarding kids for? Can we reward kids for cool things?
Right.
And, you know, I'm a pastor and I get paid to do good. You know what I mean? I get paid for ministry. Well, maybe we can help these kids along and say, maybe you can get paid for doing certain ministry things, for serving or for, you know, serving in your classroom. Or maybe you can get rewarded for developing a habit and then slowly tell them, well, we're going to, you know, pay you less since you're developing this habit already.
Yeah.
But I would say to them also, don't you just want the kids in your room? You're giving them truth every single week they're there.
Yeah.
And if rewards are the thing that get them in the room, get them to your church to start, then awesome. Let's do it.
Yeah.
If you don't have them, you won't have that opportunity. And you'll be, you know, on your, you'll feel really good about your conviction. Like, oh, these rewards are terrible, and you'll still be left over with the four children you have, and the six that are out there are still out there and do not hear the truth. And this is a life and death situation. Yeah. I'll pay kids to come here.
I'm with you, man. I think the thing that one of the things that I always remember when it comes to things like this is one of my friends always told me. He said what God blesses as a supplement, he curses as a substitute. And I think that's wow. What you just have to kind of, I try to use that philosophy. It's that I want to use it as a way to enhance what we're doing and not make a huge deal out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's not what we do is preach the gospel. And we give kids, you know, rewards for certain specific functions, like you're saying. I think that's great to be able to separate that. Yeah, I thought you had an excellent point of separating out, you know, what is being a Christian and what are like some things that you just functions, you know, and reward the functions, not the, you know, that's great.
Yeah, and so, to think about what gets kids to do certain things are you making a lasting difference with that?
Yeah.
Sometimes the scripture memorizing thing, you know, it can be much more effective to really grill them on. Can I give you a reward for you explaining a verse to me?
Yeah.
Or tell me how you lived out a verse. Right. I'm glad that you memorized it, but if you know that this test is coming, you'll memorize it and your kids, you can just sponge it up. But 3 weeks from now, I can ask you that same verse and you won't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you just really trained for that. So there's better ways to motivate kids than to ask them these really simple questions or really simple tasks, but instead ask them some complicated things and reward them for that.
That's great. Well, hey, our 10 minutes is up, but what is it? Where can we find out more information about who Christian
Dad is? You know what? You can find a lot of what I write about children's ministry at kidmintoday.com.
Okay.
Kidmintoday.com. Or just find me on Facebook. I'm Christian B. So Facebook.com/Christian B.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Christian.
And, my name has two A's in it, but just put them in the podcast. People can read it.
Okay, I will. I'll put links in the post so they'll be able to find it easier. So, awesome, man. Yeah. Christian, thank you so much for taking time, Christian. I really appreciate
it. Absolutely, and thanks for what you do in ministry and for connecting all of us to do a better job.
Awesome. Thanks, Christian.
You're welcome.